On November 30th, the University of Virginia announced that they would not be picking up the rolling fifth-year option on football head coach Al Groh's contract. On WINA's Best Seat in the House, Jed and Joey talked about the impact of that decision and whether it puts Groh on the hot seat after a 5-7 season in the 2006 campaign.
I think it's a real honor and privilege to be the head coach at Virginia. I love my job. I have a lot of fun. I love the players in the team. I like competition. I'm very confident in myself and the team. And I think we're going to have a team next year. And that's about as far into the future as I look.
And evidently, that's as far as the University of Virginia wants to look with head football coach Al Groh. Well, it was sort of D-Day, decision day, or dilemma day. How important truly is this decision? How significant is it? How much is really practical? How much are we going to see through over the next 4 or 5 years? And how much of this is just about statements and symbolism? What are we talking about? Well, this one's going to be real fun. This one's going to charge up the audience tonight. I expect the full-fledged powder keg show. Because, Joey, if Tuesday was an animated show, and dare I say, Tuesday was an animated show, then tonight you're not speculating. Tonight you're reacting to an important decision. I'm not sure how critical, but it is significant, and it's something that grabs fans' attention. The statement comes down from Athletics Director Craig Littlepage earlier today. He emailed me as well with this. Quote, a decision has been reached, and Coach Al Groh's contract will continue under current terms with 4 years through the 2010 season remaining. The expectations for our program are higher than a 5-7 season. I understand many young players gained their first significant experience during the 2006 season. I believe Coach Groh and his staff have positioned the team for success on the field in 2007 and beyond, end quote. What does it mean practically right now? This is not a quote-unquote extension or lack thereof. This was Virginia's opportunity for the first time since Groh signed his real extension back before the 2005 season to exercise a one-year option, a fifth-year rolling option whereby Groh, once the contract got under 5 years, which happened to be after this season, the 2006 season, they could exercise the option whereby the contract would always add a fifth year. Thus, he would never have fewer than 5 years remaining on his contract. Virginia declined to exercise that option today. They can exercise it again next year at this time, and or they can exercise it again in 2008 at this time. But they declined on November 30th to exercise it for the first time, meaning that Al Groh, on his contract right now, effectively has 4 years remaining as the head coach of the Virginia Football Cavaliers. Now, what does it really mean? Oh, boy, this is where we go round and round and round and get your thoughts. On the Thursday edition of The Best Seat in the House, the Jetteroo Jed Williams with Mancini. Joey, you and I are going to playfully, in a friendly fashion, disagree vehemently, I think, on a couple of things tonight. But that's a good thing. That's why we have this conversation piece.
That's sports talk. You already have given me a headache from talking with you before the show.
I'm just giving you a little pregame show,
I'm going to try and work through it. And
The pregame meeting is an important part of what we do.
It is an important part.
It's where we set the precedent for what's going to happen.
But, Joey, don't you think that...
Joey, we need to have a conversation about that. By the way, I think Joey and my little Lincoln-Douglas debate is going to spark conversation right off the top. Sports talk and sports are all about debate and conversation. And nothing sparks a good old-fashioned debate like coaches and salaries and money and contracts. And are we overpaying? Are we underpaying? Are we overperforming? Are we underperforming? That's essentially the subject tonight at 977-1070. 977-1070, 1-800-688-9462. And away we go. You can email us, jed@wina.com, jed@wina.com. By the way, let me say right off the top that later in the show at 7:35, we will preview the Atlantic Coast Conference Championship game. Tonight, a Georgia Tech perspective with Wes Durham, the voice of the Jackets. Tomorrow night, a Wake Forest perspective with the voice of the Deacs, Stan Cotton. Jeff White later in the program, Dave Glenn with an ACC notebook, and George Gelinovac stops by, the head coach of the Virginia men's soccer team, and we'll preview their game in the College Cup in St. Louis tomorrow night in the Final Four. Let me say right off the top, we're going to go to phone calls real fast here, 977-1070, and the lines are already booking. I mean, it looks like the Griswold family Christmas tree. 10,000 twinkling bulbs already in our phone system. Drum roll.
The house sure does look great, Clark.
Thanks, Eddie. Joey, you and I disagree. We agree on some fundamental levels here.
Exactly.
But we disagree in what happened today. I, for one, applaud the University of Virginia and Craig Littlepage, athletics director, and John Oliver under him for making what I think is the right statement and the right decision. And I will say this, Joey, I can see where you're coming from with your practical, pragmatic view, but I do feel like, as a man of the people, as the rock of this show, that would be Rocky Maivia, that I do think I represent something like 75% of the mass audience out there. I think
Well,
maybe it's a bit presumptive. Now, granted, is this decision all about fans? No, it's not all about fans. But at the same time, I feel like the majority of fans feel like, you know what, if you go 5-7, if you only meet 5 out of 12 of your sales goals, based purely on principle, on the statement of do you deserve a reward or not, Al Groh is not deserving this year, based on the fact that Virginia, in a sixth year of rebuilding, went 5-7. I can't get over the principle of it. It's all about principle, and the statement of principle that you make if you extend and raise through 2011 versus not doing so, which is the choice Virginia made.
I think before we kind of dive into this, we need to correct a misperception that I think a lot of people still have in terms of the buyout of Al Groh's contract. Not that we're to that point yet, but the contents of the buyout and the implications for this kind of thing for the buyout. The buyout is just purely the base salary of his contract.
This can't be based purely on buyout money.
This is something that we agree on, I think.
The fact that this
and the buyout really...
Immaterial.
Exactly.
Not a relevant factor here. The relevant factors here are you rewarding based on performance? Are you rewarding based on support here? I don't want to take your thunder, but I think your claim is, you know what? 2007 is a banner, bellwether, gotta have it, step to the table, chips all the way forward, it's gotta happen here.
Stole my words.
Or Groh's gone. Right?
Right?
So you're saying, okay, if there's an understanding that that's what it's going to be, then support your guy. Internally and publicly, stand behind your man. Because if you don't, they're not going to have as good a chance to succeed, and he's gone.
I don't necessarily think internally. I just don't think that internal workings should be so outwardly displayed like this. But that's another subject for later in the show. I think if he doesn't win 8 games next year, he's gone.
I agree.
He has 3 years, 4 years, 7 years, 10 years on his contract.
That's why the words buyout exist.
I mean, right,
Mike Shula at Alabama got a new contract last year after a 10-2 season, and 1 year later got fired. He got bought out. It doesn't matter. You know?
Yeah, I was making a point, but I forgot what I was saying because you cut me off.
if he doesn't win
8 games in 2007, he's gone no matter what.
Right.
So why not put the outward kind of expression of at least some stability in the program? Why not in that way put your chips all to the center of the table?
Sure.
Al Groh has said that he has high expectations for 2007. The fan base is rabid with expectations for 2007.
Right.
Either way, it's the biggest year of Al Groh's contract thus far. Either way, he's here. There's no way he's gone, so why not just not have this conversation, give it to him?
You want to give him the best chance to be successful, then stand behind him.
Right.
But my counterpoint is,
publicly.
Joey, I agree the
publicly.
Fans are going to be rabid with expectations in 2007, but right now they're rife with disappointment, frustration, curiosity, anxiety, and wonders if Al Groh can turn this thing around. And to me, I have to offset what you're talking about, shoving chips to the middle of the table in support and counterbalance with this. Raising and extending based on mediocre performance. It doesn't work in any other business, and I have a really tough time selling my stakeholders, shareholders, and my clientele on, I think, an extension, no matter what business you're in. The statement of extension and reward is a statement of principle based purely on performance, not projection.
It's a marginal extension. It's a marginal reward. It's 1 year and... the potential 5 years from now,
sure,
from the biggest year in terms of contract salary of his entire career.
But if they had done this
5 years from now,
what would be the public relations? What would be the interpretation of Virginia as a program? How would they be
Who
presented?
Cares?
How would they be? I think Virginia cares. I think that's why they made this decision.
Okay.
I think Virginia largely cares about that.
They shouldn't.
Let's take John on line two. Hello, John. How are you? You're first up.
Fine. I basically think yes, it's a very good business decision. And I think it puts pressure on Al Groh to do what he's capable of doing. I think his history in football speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
He has developed an intense amount of players that play in the NFL. His coaching career, his mentors, he's a mentor to people that have gone on to other programs, and they speak very highly of him. And I'm real excited for 2007. The nucleus... start with Chris Long saying he's coming back in that. I think it's going to be a very exciting time next year to see what Al Groh puts on the field and shows folks what he's capable of.
John, I agree wholeheartedly. 2007 is an exciting year, and if Algro does with that team what he's capable of, I have no problem rewarding and extending at that point if we feel like the right benchmark has been set. But right now, we're basing that on promise, and we've got to see the promise realized first.
I agree, and I think it's Algro excels off that type of thing, so I think it will only make him drive that much harder.
There's an interesting point, a little psychology with Groh, right? This will motivate him.
Yeah, and I know personally, just from things I've heard, the investment that he makes is tremendous throughout the year behind the scenes that a lot of folks don't know about.
Yeah.
He's a diligent, hard worker, probably has sleepless nights more than we realize, and doesn't really keep the home fires burning like he should because of his dedication.
Yep.
I knew his father to some degree. And he's cut from the same cloth, a tremendous man.
Yep. Nobody works harder, and he's got a chance to prove it and bear it out next year.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, John. Good phone call to start us. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
That's John with us on two. We're going to take Andy on three, and then more of your phone calls at 977-1070. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Jed. I talked to you a couple nights ago, if you remember, on Tuesday.
And, I do, yes.
You guys, you've stole my thunder, I believe. I couldn't agree more with what you just said. I think if Nick, first of all, let me just say this real quick, two points real quick. But number one, and you correct me on my math, if you would.
Okay.
I believe this year Coach Groh made something in the neighborhood of $765,000.
He made $1.7 million this year.
This past year.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I heard the number $765,000, and then I heard after that $1.7 million.
Here's how I would tell you, Andy. He made $252,000 in base salary, $1.533 million in quote unquote compensation for certain other services, totaling $1.7 million in salary.
And then a cost of living.
Increase of 5% with each passing year. That's correct.
Which I believe is plus or minus around $75,000.
Well, right.
I won't keep you, fellas. My point is this. I agree with one of you said it completely, and I agree. If he doesn't produce an 8-win season next year, I certainly wouldn't vote for him coming back. And, again, I'll use the same analogy as I did two nights ago when I called you guys.
Yeah.
As much as I don't like to do it, I'll just compare our friendly state competitors 2-plus hours down the road in Blacksburg. And look at the track record Coach Beamer has produced.
And by the way, Al Groh became Frank Beamer's best friend 2 years ago when he got this extension, because that gave Beamer a much overdue extension to get him in even more lucrative territory than Al Groh.
Well, they both can go to the bank every day, that's sure.
Well, I'll tell you this, Andy. To me, Al Groh has said, confidence is a result of demonstrated performance, and you grade it by wins and losses, not stats, nothing else. Well, if Al Groh has come out and said publicly, it's about performance, and it's about chasing championships, then I can't reward the guy for not achieving that stuff. Virginia has 10-year goals, and they are ACC and national championships, not the prospect of greatness on the horizon.
I couldn't agree with you more. You said it great. With that, I'll hang up and keep on listening.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Good phone call. Nice to hear from you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Opens up phone lines. We got a couple open right now. I mean, this is going to go all hour, I can just tell you. 977-1070, 977-1070, 1-800-688-9462. One more before a quick timeout. Nelson, good friend of the show on one. Hi, Nelson.
Hi. There are certain things I want to talk about concerning Al Groh. He's been here for 6 years. But he has never gotten us to a major bowl game, has he?
No, I wouldn't consider tire bowls and Boise and things like that major bowl games. And other than 2002, where Virginia finished tied for second in the ACC, the Cavaliers have not been an upper echelon Atlantic Coast Conference team and have never challenged for an ACC title.
And then as far as his relationship with the fans, somebody like George Welsh was very humble. And Al Groh, you know, he's tried to apologize, but for a while he was very arrogant. He was almost like a Bobby Knight character, I would say, compared to George Welsh.
I would put it as he's a polarizing figure. He's not necessarily a consensus-building figure.
Right.
So where do you fall on this? Was the right move made by the University of Virginia today?
Oh, definitely. You know, and I was talking to my father, and he was wondering if maybe between now and next year, whether Al Groh might even approach Virginia for a buyout. What do you think about that?
Would Al Groh approach Virginia for some sort of settlement and change his buyout?
No, I mean actually for a complete buyout. You know, he's getting older. Do you think there's any chance of that?
No. Based on the statement that he just made in the open that we played, and based on the fact that he's a Virginia alumnus, takes great pride in this university, has fierce loyalty to this school, And as you said, yes, he's older, in his 60s, but this is a destination job. This is a legacy job. It's not a springboard.
Right.
And this is where he makes his final statement about what kind of head coach he is. I think he wants to go out on his terms and better terms than what we're seeing right now. I think if he has his druthers, he's here 3 or 4 more years.
Okay.
Thanks, Nelson.
Okay, bye.
Nice to hear from you. So there you go, Joey. I think we got the debate going. There are a lot of levels to this. Some questions
some
like...
more points for this, but I'll save them for
let's
the break.
Quickly address them. Like, how did this become such a public issue? Why did this become such a public issue?
Well, even before we go there, I think there's still more that needs to be said.
About the contract itself, but again, where you fall on either side of this. When we come back, Joey, let's analyze the no and the yes. Reasons behind why you agree with a decision like this or disagree. And we'll take your phone calls right to 7 o'clock. Virginia is not exercising the 5-year rolling option with Al Groh. It doesn't endanger him in the immediate future. He's the head coach for the next 4 years. But what kind of statement does it make? Do you agree with this decision by Craig Littlepage and company or not? 977-1070, Thursday Best Seat.